from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number one.
Slowly hit towards the middle. They're going to come home, and safe is Dubon. Tovar tried to make the play home, and Pena, with his speed, easily scoring on the head first slide. It's 4-0 Astros.
All right, and now they have since tacked another run on. It is now 5-0 Astros, and we set this at 2-0 coming into the seventh inning. We said Spencer Arrighetti looked like he was done for the day. He had gotten a lot of hugs and handshakes from his teammates and the coaching staff, so that kind of symbolized that he'd be out the rest of the way. And, hey, can you get in? I said give it to Abreu and Hader and get out. I'm thinking it probably would have been Presley or Hader to get out. And then we also said, well, the Astros offense could tack on some runs to make this thing and give themselves even more distance. They've been able to do that. 5-0 right now with the ability to tack on a little bit more with Yordan at the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. 5-0. It looks like the Astros, Clint, are well on their way to adding to this win streak and getting to 500 for the first time all season.
Clint, it feels huge.
Spencer Arrighetti is the story thus far today. He was absolutely dominant in this game. He goes 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 10 strikeouts in this game. He was big time today. They could do nothing with him. How about looks like Alvarez has hit a double, so they got a chance to tack on more runs here. But Spencer Arrighetti, Clint, following up Hunter Brown, who was dominant last night. Spencer Arrighetti, just as good today, if not better.
Yeah, I mean, the young fellas just keep holding this hell at this point in time, the organization up, if we're being completely honest. I mean, Ronel Blanco gets a lot of the love because he's been doing it all year.
Yep.
But 7 straight quality starts out of Hunter Brown, including last night. And now here Spencer Arrighetti comes with a career high in strikeouts and is lights out. And as I said before, look, this is one of those deals for me where, you know, I get it. It's the Colorado Rockies. Contrary to what you hear the Astros say in terms of how good this team is, they consistently remind you of what bad teams do, which is find ways to lose ball games. The simple things they do not do very well. But nonetheless, you're talking about two guys in Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti that luckily drew the Colorado Rockies in this rotation. But boy, their stuff is once again is proven to be electric and big time, and it gives you hope that their stuff's going to play as dominantly as it has lately down the stretch and potentially in the playoffs as well with these youngsters. So, yeah, man. I mean, at the very least, you want to talk about MVPs of a season where it looks like it's going to at least trend in the, it's at least trending in the right direction. At the midway point, there ain't no way in hell anybody on this team's going to be bigger than the three young arms that are holding us, keeping our head above water.
He was spectacular today. And they have Clint. They have really, as you said, kind of saved this season for the Astros. Those three. And Ronel Blanco will go this weekend against the Mets in New York. We saw Hunter yesterday and Spencer as well. And you can see, boy, today, yes, I get it's the Rockies. But today, Clint, and you're seeing this with Hunter Brown too yesterday in his previous start, they're gaining confidence in a major, major way. Just gain everybody. Game by game, pitch by pitch, they're gaining confidence. By the way, the Astros tack on another run and a second RBI single on the day for Yiner Diaz. Drives in Bregman at 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh. But you can see their confidence day by day, start by start growing. And this bodes well in the second half for this group. This bodes well if they can keep doing this, where they know they can go and get major league hitters out. Again, as we said, we understand it's the Rockies. I don't give a rip. Right now, they're doing what they need to do. So, big, big-time performance from the Astros and Spencer Arrighetti. And their offense is giving them something,
yeah,
which is big. Six runs to back him up.
Ron, this is going to end up being five straight games of you know, some really impressive runs at the plate, man, for this Astros lineup. Yeah. Again, it's not just about one guy getting hot, one guy carrying the team. It's multiple guys. They're spreading the wealth, and it's convincing because it's hard to believe that six different guys just got hot at the same time. And on the flip side of it, it's hard to believe that six different guys are just going to go stone cold in overnight, right? So you got to feel
with
like
Kyle Tucker coming back soon.
Yeah, with Tuck coming back soon. So it's at least for now, it seems to be pretty real, this run the Astros are on.
It is. We'll keep you updated here. They lead 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Speaking of Kyle Tucker, Dana Brown, the general manager, speaks on Kyle Tucker and the potential of the injury with him and when you could see him coming back. Here's general manager Dana Brown. And I would say this is probably the most detailed and real-sounding update that we've heard on Kyle Tucker.
I initially thought that there was a fracture or something. I was really glad that he didn't fracture it, but it's really a sore bone as he described it. And so I think he should be back to baseball activity sometime this week. You know, and if he can get back to baseball activity, that's when things could turn a corner pretty quickly.
All right. But you don't know, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I'm hoping less than 3 weeks for sure. 2 weeks, you know, that would hurt. If we can get back in 10 days, I'd be very happy.
Man. Like, when do you think he meant the 10? You think the 10 days from, like, now?
Yeah, 10 days from now, I would think. Whenever he said that right there, 10 days from now. Damn. I'm telling you, Ron, a guy.
You're right.
I mean,
this is going to be after the fourth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really like it. In at some point there, Dana talks about, you know, hey, man, he took about 30 cuts in the cages. Off a tee. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you got to sneak that off a tee.
He took 30 cuts. Okay.
30 cuts. There you go.
In the cages.
Off a tee.
Off a tee. I'm like, well, damn. Was he standing upright? Right? I mean, was somebody else putting the ball on the tee point? What are we doing here? So, yeah, I mean, I think 10 days, I think that's a good report. I think if he gets back in 10 days based on what we've seen, hell, that's a positive.
Yeah. Yeah. That I mean, that's going to be well over a month. That's after, he's damn near going to miss the entire month of June. With that out, but 10 days. I mean, that sounds. It's interesting. He said at the beginning, he thought it was potentially a fracture. But they're saying not. It. I mean, it had to be just steps away from not being a fracture. I mean, it just had to be just steps away with what at least the time it's taken for him to get through this thing. So that is the latest from the general manager with Kyle Tucker. Other news here. from Joe Espada before the game. He said that Verlander is improving but won't travel with the team to New York. Tucker will travel to New York with hopes that he can get on the field soon. As you said, he took 30 swings off the tee yesterday. And Garcia, we talked about it yesterday, he's going to make a start down in the Abreu League. So that's coming up on Friday or Saturday. So that is the latest there. Verlander is improving, still not throwing, but won't travel with the team. I just like, what are they, like, what is improving mean? With Verlander.
Well, he actually talked about that. He said, that was Joe. It wasn't Dana. I think it was Joe. I think now he actually talked about that, Ron.
What is it? What
a little
is
more,
it?
A little less soreness, a little more range of motion, I think he said, is kind of what he said, but he stumbled through it a bit, which I can relate to.
A little less soreness. All right. Well, that is the latest. Hopefully those guys are back. Who's back first, Tucker or Verlander?
Tucker.
And we're talking about 10 days. When I hear 10 days from Dana, I just automatically take it to 12. 12 or 13.
Probably fair to do.
Good God almighty.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, big day today for the Rockets, and they are aggressive, Clint. They have already made themselves a part of things. They've traded a ton of picks with the Nets and also with the Suns, gaining a lot of the draft picks for the Suns, all the way up till 2029. So they have acquired a ton of picks where they've put themselves in position to try to make a move or make a trade with the Suns for a top player in the draft. So that's one part of things here, Clint. The other part is coming from Kelly Iko of the Athletic. The Rockets have many offers for number 3 on the table. Several lottery teams have already offered them multiple first-round picks. Some offers involve Houston trading out of the draft completely to get picks. If the Rockets make a deal, they will wait until they are on the clock before finalizing it. Offers could improve based on who's available at 3. And that's from Kelly Iko of The Athletic. And Clint, they sound like they are going to be really aggressive and busy with this draft. There's going to be a lot of things that the third pick could tell us, Clint. But if we already see it now that they have been offered multiple first-round picks, then there's at least some thirst for that third pick.
Well, you know, there's smoke, there's fire. You know, Stephen A's talking about it. Brian Windhorst is talking about it. Woj is tweeting about it. I mean, clearly there's some conversations going on, and they're serious, and they're of big time magnitude, if you will. This is involving not just picks; it's involving possible superstars. Here's what I like about it, Ron: is it seems like tonight we're going to find out. Obviously, every draft night you find out something about your team, but I think this is bigger for the Rockets, right? I mean, we're going to find out: are the Rockets making win now moves? Is this next year a year that they're really trying to make a push and compete and make a Cinderella, but make a run at a championship? This tonight should tell us whether Şengün is going to be a piece that they build around or not. A potential trade that could go down tonight when they're on the clock could give us the direction of this team in a big way. And so it's an exciting time to obviously finally get here, as we've experienced with the Texans. Now the Rockets are starting to turn that corner. It's been a rough 2-3 years, but this is one of those drafts where, boy, as a Rockets fan, you absolutely should get fired up about whatever move they make, because it's going to be very telling about the future of the organization.
And to the point that you made, Clint, and Brian Windhorst of ESPN, there's so many things with the Rockets that could happen, and including that third pick you talked about, Şengün potential, different things that they could do. This is Brian Windhorst of ESPN discussing how important and what could happen with that third overall pick that the Rockets own.
Tonight the Rockets have the number 3 pick in the draft. This is a very important position because they could draft Donovan Klingon. I want you to watch real close when that number 3 pick comes. Yeah. I think it's one of the most important things of the night. If the Rockets take Donovan Klingon, they are basically saying we're going to take a new franchise center. Alperen Şengün, who is their very talented young Turkish center who had a great year last year. Mm-hmm. He could potentially, if they take Klingon, it makes Şengün potentially available. And if you have those assets, plus Şengün, plus other assets that the Rockets have, they can make a very compelling offer to Phoenix if Phoenix gets to a point where they would be willing to engage.
Well,
I know that move from Brian. He stayed away from Alpha in that second time. He knew the first time he said it.
He made that clear. Man's name that eight syllables. That
well, let me back off of that one.
Alperay,
the one I do know. But that will tell a lot. And if they do draft Donathan Klingon from UConn, the center, the 7 footer, the great defensive player that is more of a defensive player for this day. If they draft him, it could say a lot, Clint. It could say a lot because they already have Steven Adams. They have Şengün. Clint, they're not going to draft at 3 for somebody that is going to be a backup.
Yeah.
You know, that means something's on the works. Something's on the works. Now, if they draft Reed Shepard, that's a different thing. That's a piece that they add that they're going to add to. If they draft Donovan Klingon, that screams something's up. Something's up that could be a trade piece with Phoenix that they have potentially by the balls. That means something is up right there. So this is going to be fun to watch. We'll have Brandon Scott on a little bit later on to hear what he's got to say about things in his Rocket Report at 4:40. But this is going to be fascinating tonight with what happens with that pick.
Yeah, I mean, because it seems like there is a different path that the Rockets take by taking different players.
Yep.
Right. Kid was one one route they could go. The clinging kid's another route. If they go Shepard, the thought would be that they're going to kind of stay steady and build around the two guys they have. If you take Klingon, the thought is possibly they're moving Şengün. I mean, there's just it's not only going to be the excitement about the player, but it's also going to be the excitement about, hey, which direction is the organization going? I think there's also a level there with the Stephen A. Smith report of hey, we know that Ime Udoka really likes Kevin Durant, but the organization doesn't necessarily like Kevin Durant. Like if Kevin Durant is a guy they want to make a play for, who wins out there? Is there really a tug of war, or are they all on the same page? There's several fascinating layers to the Rockets right now, and the draft just happens to be the next up.
Yeah, I'm excited for tonight. I didn't think I would be excited for this draft tonight, just because there aren't any, you know, right now that we look at any great. There's no victors. There's no big time players. But the Rockets are making it known they're trying to make some moves. They're trying to, as you said earlier, win now. Those are words that have been said with the Rockets, and they're hunting something. I hope they go ahead and get what they hunt.
Big 3 at 3. Number 3.
Sorry, bro. All right. Jim Sloshing Ass, Aggle, of the Texas.
You sold the hell out of that one.
Of the Texas.
Did you dump it, Tyler?
Yes.
I didn't call him. I said ass. Ass and Hagel.
I don't think you meant to say what you said, but.
What did I say? I said ass and Hagel.
You said what I texted you calling you last night.
Oh, I didn't say hole.
It was close enough to where I didn't want to risk my job.
I understand it, but I didn't say hole. I said ass and Hagel. Jim Ass and Hagel. He left A&M for the Texas job, and just want you to know, first thing he did, guys, he apologized to the young man who asked him the very fair question. That's the first thing he did at his opening press conference.
That's the right thing to do.
He apologized to him.
That's the right thing to do. You should open up with it. That's well done. I didn't hear it, but well done.
Well done? Yeah, he's a sucker.
Well, here's an interesting part.
Damn it, Jim. Slosh an ankle.
The interesting part. You start talking about Schloss, and he picks up his turd trophy in there, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Slosh an ankle.
I mean, my man says, I took the job in – I left my family to take the job in College Station. And then when he takes the job at Texas, he left College Station and went to Texas to partner up with his really, really good friend.
Buddy.
What's going on here, man? Like, am I the only one that thought, like, when I like I'm looking like you leave TCU, you literally say you leave your family for this job, which okay, job ain't that serious, but okay, it is
yeah,
to you.
And we heard some other things after that, but yeah,
sure. And then all of a sudden, you leave A&M where you left your family for to go join a buddy of yours and work with a buddy of yours. I don't know. When I heard it, I was like,
"Great ass hat, boys."
Well, I mean, that's an interesting thought.
Man, my man, could they not wait a week?
Oh, they had the press conference before the damn. I mean, they announced it before Tennessee had a parade.
could they not wait a week? Could they allow A&M fans to at least mourn the loss?
Crying ass shame.
I mean, there's reports that he was on a burner phone, like, talking to recruits a week ago. So, I don't think they were waiting for nothing.
Hey, let me get this right. So, one of his buddies is the AD over there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this just happened when they flew
back? Oh, yeah. No, he said he's talked to his buddy a lot, but they didn't talk about that.
They didn't talk about that.
Nah.
I would say LeBron and Redick are a little bit more believable on that.
There's a lot of slimy dudes in that coaching.
I don't know about that level. Like, does this feel like the NCAA should be doing some investigation around this? It has to be, right?
Feels like it.
Oh, it's the Wild Wild West, man. It don't matter if it's coaches or players, man. There ain't nothing NCAA can do.
They're more worried about guys signing autographs, you know?
A lot of autographs.
Speaking of, did y'all see Vitello, the coach of Tennessee, signing the chest area of a young lady?
Attaboy.
At the parade.
Is he married?
Oh, I don't know. It was not one that I think he would be in trouble about his wife. I don't know that the AD at the school would like him.
Really?
I mean, he wasn't like super perverted.
It's like a Happy Gilmore moment.
It was an older lady with a larger chest, and you could tell he was real uncomfortable. He reached down to me. I
know we got to go to break. I just think that's impossible. I just don't think you can be married and there is any chest that you sign.
Yeah, but she had a low cut tank top on. Larger chest, and like yes. he did go as high as he could on the chest instead of the actual.
I just don't know. You got to have a special wife to just. I don't know if he's married or not.
Built for speed or for comfort.
I do wonder if he's kind of got to leave his.
I'm telling you right now, Megan Lauren and Courtney are coming out knives. Rolling. Oh, that's what you had to do. You had to sign her fun bags.
I've signed a few of my time.
You had to sign her house.
Hey, Ron, you remind me of my buddy Chris.
Just had to sign them out.
This one time I got asked, hey, will you sign? And I'm talking about just yanked them out. And my buddy stepped in the middle and said, nope, I'm his agent.
He can't sign anything until I touch him.
He's dead serious.
I got to test him. All right, coming up. I'm really surprised how people are acting towards this team in the NFL. And I think it's making people lie to them. They're lying on themselves. So many people talked about this one player. Now what they're saying, they must be lying on themselves. We'll discuss that next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Astros lead 7-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. They're well on their way to getting another W to continue this winning streak, going into a day off and then heading to New York to face the Mets. Mariners did win today. So that lead will stay at 4.5 at the as long as the Astros can finish this thing off. But hey, they did what they had to do. Swept through this crew. We'll keep you updated on that as that continues. As we were talking about breast signing for autographs, someone texted in and said, Ron, as long as that check clears, his wife understands. Oh, okay. Okay. Just think about, boy, the thought of, like, all her friends can see it. All her family, her mom and dad and stuff can see you signing people's fun bags. See, over. I told you, it's like that time I got in trouble about going in a little too in-depth about Candace Parker. Feelings about Candace Parker. And I don't even think she was mad, because I think she knows that I was somewhat joking and clearly don't have a chance. And now none of us have a chance.
Yeah, none of us.
She's got a better chance. But she's like, do you know how many people who've come to me and told me about you and talking about Candace Parker? It wasn't even her. It was people around her. That's the deal. Maybe nobody else knew it. She wouldn't trip. All right. Now her friends and stuff got to come to her about, ooh, that older lady with the large chest signed her name. Mm. Well, he did go as high as he could on that.
He went as high as he could on the tank top. I don't know. I don't know. I see where you're going with it. I don't know how worried his old lady was, but you could tell he was uncomfortable with it.
Well, that helps him.
Yeah.
If he looked really uncomfortable with it, if he popped his neck and said, "Come on in, let's."
Yeah, go. I mean, look, it wasn't like he walked into a bar in Knoxville and was just amongst the co-eds just signing,
bar Knoxville,
signing,
baby,
signing ma'ams, you know.
Yeah. I had a good time going out of Knoxville. I know you never did. But
I've actually, when I called, believe it or not, I called their spring game one year for SEC Network. I think it was a cruel joke. They put me on that game. Of all the, there's 14 spring games in
did
the
Did people
in
say
the
anything to you?
Oh, what the hell you think? The hell the guy I was working with did. But I told him up front. I didn't care. Nobody, like when we were there going out, nobody noticed. Nobody recognized me.
Yeah.
Like in the bars and everything. Like nobody.
That's what I was hoping. I'm like, oh my God, I hope nobody said nothing to you.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember why, but the town was dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to remember, spring games are typically a big weekend. Oh, I know what it was. Literally the spring game, like a storm came through. And literally we did about half of a spring game and they bounced.
Gotcha.
If I remember correctly. So, yeah, it was one of them storms that everybody thought was like you might want to shelter in place kind of storm.
Yeah.
And so the town afterwards, when by the time I got out and got amongst them and got me a drink, it was dead.
Yeah.
Fortunate for me.
That is a messed up joke. Hey, man, you know, a lot of people once the Buffalo Bills traded Stephon Diggs, and then they kind of let several veterans go. You got to start hearing people like talk about, oh, the Bills are going to take a step back. They're going to take a big step back. And I know we've sat here and said, well, I don't know about that. Because we believe in Josh Allen, obviously, like we, at least us, we believe he is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. But, Clint, I've heard a lot of people think this is a rebuild, reload type year for Buffalo until it gets down to it. I think Vegas has the Bills as a favorites to win the AFC East. I just saw Mike Florio do a list. Clint, he's got the Bills ranked over the Bengals, the Texans, and the Dolphins. As a 7-15. Where are all these people? Where are all these people? I mean, we've said it. I will attest. Josh Allen is probably right up there as the most criticized quarterback in the game. And if you believe the Bills are better than the Bengals, Texans, and Dolphins, it's got to be because of Josh. I mean, it has to be. With everybody in the top 100, we just heard from Pete Prisco, they only have one player in it, and it was Josh.
Yeah.
Right? And they've lost so much. So, I mean, all these people talking about Josh, you must think highly of him. If Vegas thinks that they're going to win the division, as most people are picking them,
you know the game, Ron. Right? I mean, it's in the media world. It's even worse in the TV world of where you may sit around and go, "Hey, man, look, I know that they won a bunch of games down the stretch, not throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs, but Stephon Diggs has got a big enough name where if we talk about him leaving, it carries weight." Tre'Davious White, you know, we know he was injured down the stretch and really didn't contribute to them winning 8, 9, 10 ball games down the stretch. But he's a big name. Let's talk about him leave. You know what I mean? Like that narrative of the Bills just lost all these guys that they just can't win with. That you know, because they can't afford them, because of the cap space and all this. The reality of it is one. They're not winning because those particular guys – or let me say this. They've shown the ability to win without those guys being featured, right?
Davis either. He was hurt.
Right, the guys that left. So they've proven they can win doing it a different way, which to me is culture, foundation, coach. You know, they've got something set in Buffalo that's just winning ways. And you've got the most important part in Josh Allen, which is – I mean he is from a power – in an arm talent standpoint, he's as good as anybody out there. You're adding to the fact that with the change at offensive coordinator now, they're using him in the run game more. I mean, it's they're still a really, really, really good football team.
I don't know how many teams that people would still say, yeah, I think that team is going to win. Like how many teams quarterbacks, they think that team's going to win when his most – accomplished and veteran receiver is Curtis Samuel, and they draft a rookie in the second round who they think is going to get a lot of play.
Who they draft?
Keon Coleman.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep.
Like and oh, they lose their two safeties that were big. Poyer. They lose all of that. I don't know how many quarterbacks that people would just say, yeah, I think they're gonna win the division over the Jets and over the Dolphins, two teams that many people have a lot of optimism for. So I think clearly people think very highly of Josh Allen if you think that the Bills are going to win that division and compete and you're not dropping them. I mean, the Bengals, I was surprised when I saw that. All right. Coming up, we'll get you updated here as the Astros continue to lead there. And I told you, I teased it earlier in the show, and Clint, he doesn't know either. Unbelievable what Tyler had to say earlier. Unbelievable. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
we were preparing for our game 1 week ago today in Chicago on that Wednesday morning.
It's hard to believe this story.
Little did we know that we might be talking about the Astros back at 500 1 week later. But here they are. For the first time in 2024, the Astros can call themselves a 500 baseball team, as they are now 40-40 on the year with their longest winning streak now up to 7 games. What a run.
How about it? How about it?
Let's go.
Nothing like winning, boys. Winning is fun. How many is that in a row, T?
Seven in a row, baby. Let's effing go, boys.
40-40. They win today. Spencer Arrighetti, absolutely dominant today. 10 strikeouts over 7 innings. No runs, 3 hits, and really, I mean, most of them were soft hits. He was special today. The offense backed him up. It was 2-0 when he left, and then they blew it up. They blew it open, scored 7 runs, ending up being 7-1 as Sean Dubin gave up a run there. But 7-1, the Astros win. Clinton Tyler. Tyler's in there. I'm hoping everybody was watching. I wish the camera would have been on him. He's in there fist pumping.
Big time, baby. Big time.
But it's a type of celebration where it's not like he knows other people are looking at him. He didn't realize other people were just staring at him in there. He was just a personal celebration. Let's go! What we need.
I need to bring the nips out right now.
I believe that's where, both of them.
Yes, I think you should.
Let's go!
What'd you win, boss?
Let me look.
That thing grew double from the other day.
What did?
Chest hair. Jesus.
Oh, is chest hairs coming in?
I mean, coming in.
I'm telling you, man, I'm a hair factory.
Wow.
And how about boys, that? I just brought in $600 on that game, baby.
That's right. Hey, they did what they had to do. We talked about it. All right, how do you follow up that series sweep of the Baltimore Orioles? And they followed that thing up with a 2-game sweep of the Rockies, and it wasn't close. Dominated the series. Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, they probably have had the best back-to-back starting performances that they've had this season. 40-40. To think that they made it back to 500 with, 16 games to spare before getting to the All-Star break. If you told me to bet money that they would have gotten back to 500 before the All-Star break, I don't know. I would have put money on that.
No, nobody in their right mind would have. Now, there's a bunch of them in this hindsight 2020 thing talking about, I knew it. Trust me, there's going to be a bunch of that. But there ain't nobody in their right mind 10, 11 days ago would have said, yeah, I'm going to put good money on it that within a week they're going to be back to 500. Ain't nobody was believing that this team could do that. The biggest Astro fan, hell, the one, biggest one I know is Tyler.
About this person who just texted in and said, it's awful, all caps, quiet today, absolutely no comments, no negative comments, stay off the bandwagon.
Well, that person probably knew. Look, here's the deal.
Do not make me mad right now. This is a good day.
I should have texted you back. I'm sorry.
I mean.
Jackassery, man.
Here's the deal.
I made it home.
Those kind of cats come out of the woodworks when they get back to 500. But 7, 8, 9, 10 days ago, that cat right there was in the same boat with everybody else thinking, hey, man, what the hell the Astros going to do? I mean, this is bad. They're up against it. And now all of a sudden, it's where's all the negativity at? No, there ain't nothing to be negative about. They gave us plenty to be negative about for the majority of the first half of the season.
They've sucked all year. And if you don't see that, then you just don't follow baseball. And now they are on a run. Shut the hell up and keep your jackassery to yourself. Let us enjoy 7 wins in a row.
This is about Jim, isn't it?
I mean, hey, man.
Oh, my God.
This is about Jim, isn't it? We're going to let you get
it. Yeah, the Astros were 9 back, and I'm sure this fellow was thinking, get on the bandwagon.
That is interesting. It's crazy. Like, it's probably crazy to that guy. Hey, you guys had negative things to say. Or some would say truthful things to say when they weren't
playing well.
But now that they are playing well, you have positive things to say. Man, how does that make sense?
Well, look, let's be honest. let's be honest along
the
way.
How does that make sense?
Let's be honest. We hung in there a little bit longer than most.
What were you saying when they were, great job, boys? I know you just lost 3 in a row. Great job, boys.
Yeah.
I know you're 10 games under. Great job, boys. Is that what you did? Rock and roll, baby. Let's not get there. Big win. Spencer Arrighetti, man. good for you, man. Kid is growing up. Kid is getting it. Him, Hunter Brown. They got four dependable starters right now, and hopefully Verlander gets back soon, and you can really make a run. We said for them to make a run, Clint, for them to get themselves back in it, like they're going to have starts, guys stringed together, multiple starts. And what do you know, in this thing, they've gotten to climb back to 500. Would you say Hunter Brown's got seven consecutive quality starts? I know Spencer Arrighetti had a kind of a rough one two starts ago. He kind of got off script there because he had to jump in and fill in early when Verlander first went down, and he had to pitch a day earlier, and he kind of got crossed up. But even in his last start, I think he got into the fourth inning and gave up three runs. But they have been putting together. Ronel Blanco has put together multiple starts in a row together. Framber has been as consistent as Framber can be here of late, but he had a really good start. That's what has to happen. String together starts like this, and it makes it easy. Hell, they're in the space right now, the way their starters are pitching, Clint. They score two or three runs. They should be all right the way the guys are pitching right now.
Yeah, well, look, it's and Hunter Brown spoke to this a little bit earlier. I guess it was last night after the game. But, I mean, the way the offense is playing, it's taking a lot of pressure off of the starting pitcher. Really, it's taking a lot of pressure off of all of them. I mean, Hunter Brown mentioned, like, when the offense comes out in his game, they scored early. So when the offense comes out and does that, they take the ability of the other team to change the game with one swing of the bat away from the opponent. In other words, and at that point down, the pitcher can be extremely aggressive. And the Astros, over the last several games, offensively, have been able to put the starting pitcher, or really, hell, whatever pitcher's on the bump, in a position to where they can be aggressive. They can afford to make a mistake or two, and it not cost them the game. And so, really, I mean, the starting pitching has been tremendous. But if you look at the last handful of games in which the Astros have been hotter than a firecracker, if you look at it, really, it's about the lineup and about the entire lineup, top to bottom, producing runs in a big way to make everything seem a little bit easier. To that little bit of cushion to give a young starting pitcher or a fragile Framber Valdez. It's a game changer for any pitcher. You got to believe for young guys or a fragile Framber that it's tenfold important. And the lineup has done that for
you. You don't have to be perfect.
That's right.
You don't have to come out. Because there probably were some games, Clint, there. And again, they're doing it without Kyle Tucker in the lineup, too, and he's been their best player. But there are probably some games in there you probably think, oh, shoot, I gave up two runs, man. I got to hold them here. I can't give up anything else. And that kind of gets in your head when you're pitching. You're not being aggressive with this thing. So, hugely, seven in a row for the Astros. They are now 500, playing the best baseball they have all season. What'd you say, Clint? 13-5? Is that what you two said? 13-5?
I said 13-5, and right now they're 2-0 in that 18-game stretch.
Yeah, in that stretch. They've got 18. They had, to start of this series, when they had the day off, at 18 games in that stretch before the All-Star break. 15 of the 18 against non-500, sub-500 teams, and they are rolling right now. So big-time performance from the Astros. Today, hey, Yiner Diaz, you got him a couple of hits, a couple of RBI hits in this game to help pace the Astros. So big one for them, man. Congratulations to the Astros as they continue rolling through. They'll have a day off tomorrow, another one, which could help the rotation, and they'll face another team that they are better than, at least on paper, they're better than the New York Mets.
It feels huge.
Especially the way they're playing right now. So go ahead, get you another dub. Go ahead and win you another series. Now they're in a space of winning series. Again, reminder, Seattle did win today, so they don't gain any ground. But as TK said, Clint, a week ago, starting that game, I'm certain they were 9 or 10 back. 10 back of the Mariners and 7 under. And then they have rattled off 7 in a row and gotten themselves to 4.5.
Somebody's getting hot.
And a lot of people are getting hot. The Astros are getting hot. So a big, 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 big performance here. Big homestand for the Astros. Clint, what you got coming up here in the four?
Quarterback of the L.A. Rams, Matthew Stafford. His wife, Kelly Stafford, she's been in the news of late. And looks like she's done a little apologizing. And I'm not sure, Ron, I'm not sure that Kelly Stafford hadn't stepped off in it a little bit deeper this time. She may just want to take a vacation. She may just want to go down to Cabo and chill out and get away from the tweeter machine and the podcast and all that kind of jive. We'll give you the details of that next. And I think Dana Brown wants his he wants his flowers, y'all. Dana Brown wants some credit, right? What a better time to ask for that credit, mention that credit, than right now while the Astros are rocking and rolling, which we'll explain next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
When we were preparing for our game 1 week ago today in Chicago on that Wednesday morning,
it's hard to believe this story.
Little did we know that we might be talking about the Astros back at 500 1 week later. But here they are. For the first time in 2024, the Astros can call themselves a 500 baseball team, as they are now 40-40 on the year with their longest winning streak now up to 7 games. What a run.
How about it? How about it?
Let's go.
Nothing like winning, boys. Winning is fun. How many is that in a row, T?
Seven in a row, baby. Let's effing go, boys.
40-40. They win today. Spencer Arrighetti, absolutely dominant today. 10 strikeouts over 7 innings. No runs, 3 hits, and really, I mean, most of them were soft hits. He was special today. The offense backed him up. It was 2-0. When he left, and then they blew it up. They blew it open, six, and scored 7 runs, ending up being 7-1, as Sean Dubin gave up a run there. But 7-1, the Astros win. Clinton Tyler. Tyler's in there. I'm hoping everybody was watching. I wish the camera would have been on him. He's in there fist pumping.
Big time, baby. Big time.
But it's a type of celebration where it's not like he knows other people are looking at him. He didn't realize other people were just staring at him in there. He was just... a personal celebration. Let's go!
What we need.
I need to bring the nips out right now.
I believe that's where, oh, both of them.
Yes, I think you should.
Let's go.
What'd you win, boss?
Let me look.
That thing grew double from the other day.
What did?
Chest hair. Jesus.
Oh, is chest hairs coming in?
I mean, coming in.
I'm telling you, man, I'm a hair factory.
Wow.
And how about that? Boys, I just brought in $600 on that game, baby.
That's right. Hey, they did what they had to do. We talked about it. All right, how do you follow up that series sweep of the Baltimore Orioles? And they followed that thing up with a two-game sweep of the Rockies, and it wasn't close. Dominated the series. Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, they probably have had the best back-to-back starting performances that they've had this season. 40-40. To think that they made it back to 500 with, 16 games to spare before getting to the All-Star break. If you told me to bet money that they would have gotten back to 500 before the All-Star break, I don't know I would have put money on that.
No, nobody in their right mind would have. Now, there's a bunch of them in this hindsight 2020 thing talking about, I knew it. Trust me, there's going to be a bunch of that. But there ain't nobody in their right mind 10, 11 days ago would have said, yeah, I'm going to put good money on it that within a week they're going to be back to 500. Ain't nobody was believing that this team could do that. The biggest Astro fan, hell, the biggest one I know is Tyler.
What about this person who just texted in and said, it's awful, all caps, quiet today, absolutely no comments, no negative comments, stay off the bandwagon.
Well, that person probably did. Look, here's the deal.
Do not make me mad right now. This is a good day.
I should have texted you back. I'm sorry. I should have texted you back.
I mean.
Jackassery, man.
Here's the deal.
I made it home.
Those kind of cats come out of the woodworks when they get back to 500. But 7, 8, 9, 10 days ago, that cat right there was in the same boat with everybody else thinking, hey, man, what the hell the Astros going to do? I mean, this is bad. They're up against it. And now all of a sudden, it's where's all the negativity at? No, there ain't nothing to be negative about. They gave us plenty to be negative about for the majority of the first half of the season.
They've sucked all year. And if you don't see that, then you just don't follow baseball. And now they are on a run. Shut the hell up and keep your jackassery to yourself. Let us enjoy 7 wins in a row.
This is about Jim, isn't it?
I mean, hey, man.
Oh, my God.
This is about Jim, isn't it? We're going to let you get
it. Yeah, the Astros were 9 back, and I'm sure this fellow was thinking,
get on the bandwagon.
That is interesting. It's crazy. Like, it's probably crazy to that guy. Hey, you guys had negative things to say. Or some would say truthful things to say when they weren't
playing well.
But now that they are playing well, you have positive things to say. Man, how does that make sense?
Well, look, let's be honest. let's be honest along
the way.
How
does that make sense?
Let's be honest. We hung in there a little bit longer than most.
What were you saying when they were, great job, boys? I know you just lost 3 in a row. Great job, boys.
Yeah.
I know you're 10 games under. Great job, boys. Is that what you did? Rock and roll, baby. Let's not get there. Big win. Big win. Spencer Arrighetti, man. Good for you, man. Kid is growing up. Kid is getting it. Him, Hunter Brown. They got four dependable starters right now, and hopefully Verlander gets back soon, and you can really make a run. We said for them to make a run, Clint, for them to get themselves back in it, like, they're going to have starts, guys string together multiple starts. And what do you know, in this thing, they've gotten to climb back to 500. Would you say Hunter Brown's got 7 consecutive quality starts? I know Spencer Arrighetti had a kind of a rough one 2 starts ago. He kind of got off script there because he had to jump in and fill in early when Verlander first went down, and he had to pitch a day earlier, and he kind of got crossed up. But even in his last start, I think he got into the 4th inning and gave up 3 runs. But they have been putting together. Ronel Blanco has put together multiple starts in a row together. Framber has been as consistent as Framber can be here of late, but he had a really good start. That's what has to happen. String together starts like this, and it makes it easy. Hell, they're in the space right now the way their starters are pitching, Clint. They score 2 or 3 runs. They should be all right the way the guys are pitching right now.
Yeah, well, look, it's and Hunter Brown spoke to this a little bit earlier. I guess it was last night after the game. But, I mean, the way the offense is playing, it's taking a lot of pressure off of the starting pitcher, Really, it's taking a lot of pressure off of all of them. I mean, Hunter Brown mentioned, like, when the offense comes out in his game, they scored early. So when the offense comes out and does that, they take the ability of the other team to change the game with one swing of the bat away from the opponent. In other words, and at that point in time, the pitcher can be extremely aggressive. And the Astros, over the last several games, offensively, have been able to put the starting pitcher, or really, hell, whatever pitcher's on the bump, in a position to where they can be aggressive. They can afford to make a mistake or two, and it not cost them the game. And so, really, I mean, the starting pitching has been tremendous. But if you look at the last handful of games in which the Astros have been hotter than a firecracker, if you look at it, really, it's about the lineup and about the entire lineup, top to bottom, producing runs in a big way to make everything seem a little bit easier. To that little bit of cushion to give a young starting pitcher or a fragile Framber Valdez, you give it's a game changer for any pitcher. You got to believe for young guys or a fragile Framber that it's tenfold important. And, yeah, and the lineup has done that for
you. You don't have to be perfect.
That's right.
You don't have to come out, because there probably were some games, Clint, there. And again, they're doing it without Kyle Tucker in the lineup, too, and he's been their best player. But there are probably some games in there you probably think, oh, shoot, I gave up two runs, man. I got to hold them here. I can't give up anything else. And that kind of gets in your head when you're pitching. You're not being aggressive with this thing. So, hugely, 7 in a row for the Astros. They are now .500, playing the best baseball they have all season. What'd you say, Clint? 13-5? Is that what you two said? 13-5?
I said 13-5, and right now they're 2-0 in that 18-game stretch.
Yeah, in that stretch. They've got 18. They had, the start of this series, when they had the day off, at 18 games in that stretch before the All-Star break. 15 of the 18 against non-500, sub-500 teams, and they are rolling right now. So big-time performance from the Astros. Today, hey, Yiner Diaz, you got him a couple of hits, a couple of RBI hits in this game to help pace the Astros. So big one for them, man. Congratulations to the Astros as they continue rolling through. They'll have a day off tomorrow, another one, which could help the rotation, and they'll face another team that they are better than, at least on paper. They're better than the New York Mets.
It feels huge.
Especially the way they're playing right now. So go ahead, get you another dub. Go ahead and win you another series. Now they're in a space of winning series. Again, reminder, Seattle did win today, so they don't gain any ground. But as TK said, Clint, a week ago, starting that game, I'm certain they were 9 or 10 back. 10 back of the Mariners and 7 under. And then they have rattled off 7 in a row and gotten themselves to 4.5.
Somebody's getting hot.
A lot of people are getting hot. The Astros are getting hot. So big performance here. Big homestand for the Astros. Clint, what you got coming up here in the 4?
Quarterback of the L.A. Rams, Matthew Stafford. His wife, Kelly Stafford, she's been in the news of late. And looks like she's done a little apologizing. And I'm not sure, Ron, I'm not sure that Kelly Stafford hadn't stepped off in it a little bit deeper this time. She may just want to take a vacation. She may just want to go down to Cabo and chill out and get away from the tweeter machine and the podcast and all that kind of jive. We'll give you the details of that next. And I think Dana Brown wants his he wants his flowers, y'all. Dana Brown wants some credit, right? What a better time to ask for that credit, mention that credit, than right now while the Astros are rocking and rolling. Which we'll explain next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.